to the 12th episode of Tuned In with Trey. I'm your host, Trey Johnson, and the word of the day is priority, which means the fact or condition of being regarded or treated as more important. Be on the lookout for when I use it. Unfortunately, again, there is no song of the day, but I have some songs lined up from my gospel playlist that I think will suffice, and the link to that playlist will be in the description. Stay tuned. Today's episode is the first episode of 2021. So it's only right to start the year talking about some new year, new me. Now you're probably listening to this and saying, here we go again. Another person about to tell us about how they made some changes in their life. Man, if you don't get out of here with that tired line. If that's how you feel, man, you gotta chill. To the untrained eye, I might be the same guy, but what you don't know is when I go home and get behind closed doors, man, I hit the flow, and what you can't see is I'm on my knees, so the next time you tune in, you'll just know it's the God in me. It's the God in me. I was raised in the church. I don't really know what it's like to live life without God. I got baptized at 12, and now I'm 20, so I've been choosing God for 8 years now. I chose God. I don't have to be dragged to church anymore. I'm awake during service. I truly want to live my life like Christ. I gave my life to Christ after an injury in seventh grade that required surgery. That's a story for another time, another episode, and I promise you it's on the way. Stay tuned. But I say it's easier to look to God when things aren't going well. When life is good, if I'm being honest, I put God on the back burner. I do. I am Trey J, and not only am I a quiet kid with something to say, but I suffer from what I like to call borderline untouchable confidence, meaning you can't tell me this is a clean show. I'm just going to say nothing. But like I said, it's borderline. My confidence hovers right at the line, and when I cross the line and start pumping myself up to where I become arrogant, well, it all falls down. I'm telling you, all falls down. And I'll tell a story of when I realized this problem within myself. I'm a college student now. I don't live at home. I don't have mom and dad telling me to do my work or chores around the house. I'm just out here in Gainesville living my life with this newfound freedom. You know, I make decisions and I have to suffer the consequences of those decisions. So, like I said, I'm a real confident person. When school started in September, I was hyped. This was my year. I had everything planned out, and I wasn't going to let anything get in my way. I was high on life. And then I got COVID. That for sure was not planned, and I was down on myself. Like, how could I be so irresponsible? Anyway, after that positive test, I shut down completely and reconnected with God. I got back into His Word, and things started to pick up. In November, I got into a production experience or opportunity to learn the behind-the-scenes side of a newsroom here at the University of Florida. And I was like, man, I could do this for real. I saw myself on camera as I sat behind the desk, and in that moment, I might as well have been flying. My confidence shot through the roof on just having the opportunity to chase my dreams. And a few days after that, I got locked out of my house. Yes, you heard that right. At 20 years old, got locked out of the house. One day, I had to wait an hour for the locksmith to come. Not planned. Still in November, I got a compliment from the teacher who was leading that production experience. And that was all I needed to get back to the untouchable side of confidence. My number one love language is definitely quality time. But words of affirmation is a close second. I like to hear that I'm doing a good job, so that definitely sent me to a place where I felt like I was all that and the bag of chips. Come on now, you know I'm a snack baby. And then my car got towed. I was at a friend's house late one night, and when I went to leave, my car was gone. I had to pay $100 to get my car back. And after that one, I had to look at myself in the mirror and have a little conversation. Like, big fella, what is you doing? We came to college to grow up. And you're not doing a good job of that, getting locked out of the house and whatnot, getting your car towed. Come on now. You got to do better. Along with being overly confident, I'm hard on myself. And At times, I wallow in my own misfortune. But somewhere in that state of sorrow, I got right. I turned back to the one person who will always be there for me, God. I got more involved in my small group discussion and completed the Bible plan, Courageous Peace. The link to that plan will be in the description. And I also made church on Sunday a priority. In a pandemic where we can't congregate in the building, I think it's easy to walk off of our spiritual journey with Christ. One Sunday sermon made all this very clear. I watched Spring Hill Missionary Baptist Church service on Sundays. Shout out to Spring Hill and Pastor Taylor. This sermon was titled, How God Delivers Us from Trouble, and the link to that will be in the description also. But personally, I like to call it when life hits. Pastor Taylor discussed how life happens, and when it does, we should turn to God and not our own feelings. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. My key verse from the sermon was Psalm 27:14, which says, Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The best part about watching service at home is the ability to pause. When I heard that verse, I hit the pause button and just meditated on it for 5 minutes. And within that 5 minutes, it gave me the opportunity to look and see. Look and see. Take a look and see what God has done. Look and see. Look and see. Take a look and see what God has done. I heard this sermon literally the day after I got told and had that little conversation with myself, because I got told in that Saturday night, Sunday morning window. And like dotted people said, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I tell you, he's an on-time guy. Yes, he is. That message was right on time. After everything that I had gone through during my fall semester, I realized that I had turned away from God and decided that I could take care of things on my own. I know that made God laugh, I told you. I had borderline untouchable confidence. And to be honest, only one person can bring me back from that untouchable state of mind, and that's God. He just taps me on the shoulder like, hey, Trey, remember me? I think you forgot who I am and how you can only do what you do because of me. So let me remind you real quick. And when he taps me on the shoulder, it all falls down and I turn back to God. It's a repetitive cycle that can be avoided if I do, as 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, and just rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything, give thanks. I told you I was hard on myself. And even when I'm in a low place, I had to remember that God, he's mine and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. He saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. God has my back regardless of what I do. And watch this. I'm not always tuned in with God, but God is always tuned in with Trey. I'm going to say that again. I think y'all missed that. Y'all wasn't tuned in back then.
Y'all wasn't tuned in back then.
I, Trey Johnson, am not always tuned in with God, but God is always tuned in with Trey.
Jeez.
That's powerful right there. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that applies to. So if you struggle with your commitment to Christ, take my name out and insert your name. Say, I, insert name here, am not always tuned in with God, but God is always tuned in with Insert Your Name. And when you're done with that, say ouch. That's tough. So in 2021, let's make God more of a priority and go to Him with our problems and accomplishments. I'll leave you with the words from Dwayne Wood's song, Let Go. It goes something like this. As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends, when I let go and I let God have His way, that's when things start happening. When I stopped looking at back then, when I let go and I let God have His way. That's the end of episode 12. Thank you all for listening. 2021 is here, man. Be tuned in with God. Fabulous has a line from his song Cold Summer that says, "Though my story gets better because I know the author." Originally, I thought I was the author. You know, I'm the protagonist of this operation. I just saw the movie Tenet and that line hit me deep. It's a great movie, by the way. But everything I do with God's help. This show doesn't happen without God. So no matter what you're going through, give it all to God. He's tuned in. Be on the lookout for more content and episodes. And until then, stay tuned. JJ, out.